Hi, welcome to the Raised Eyebrow once again. I am your host, Dave McDowell. This is the writings, confessions, and opinions of an outspoken and confused Christian American cynic. A little bit about me, I'm 28 years old. I work for a major retailer in management. On January the 8th, I graduated with my BA degree in Christian thought, currently looking at seminaries. I am unashamedly an evangelical Christian, unashamedly Baptist in regards to believers' baptism, unashamedly Reformed as I hold to the sovereignty of God in all things, and unashamedly charismatic as I believe that all the gifts of the Spirit are available for our use today. And that's exactly what we've been talking about here for the past couple of days, is my story, my autobiography, or my testimony, as some people would say, in Christian circles. And we're going to get right back to that right now. I was unable to return to Liberty for a second semester due to financial reasons. I moved back to North Carolina and got a job in a factory, but I was very restless, and I felt like I didn't belong there. I began to pray and asked my friend Steve to pray with me and for me. A few months later, Steve had an idea. He wanted me to move to Michigan, stay with him and his parents for a while, and then get an apartment with him. He knew of a school called William Tyndale College that I could attend. I thought it was a great idea, and I moved to Plymouth, Michigan in June of 1995. Michigan was a cultural shock to me. First of all, it was cold. I didn't really like that at all. Secondly, I discovered that Northern Christians approached things very differently and much more progressively than Southern Christians. But I thrived, and I began to grow quite fast spiritually. I remember one particular evening praying in my room to the Jars of Clay song, Worlds Apart. I really wanted God to take my world apart, and little did I know, He was about to. In October of 1995, my mom had remarried to a man that I did not particularly care for at all. We did not get along, and frankly, I thought my mom could do better. I resigned myself to accepting him because my mother said she loved him, but it did not make me happy. Things went well for me in Michigan for the first few months, but in a matter of 3 weeks, my car had broken down, my money had dried up, and I had nowhere to go. In January 1996, I packed up my bags again, tucked my tail between my legs, and moved back to North Carolina. I was angry, oh so angry. My mom found me crying in my bedroom and asked me what was wrong. I told her, "I don't understand why God let me down. I thought God had let me down, and I lived that way for an entire year. I went back to smoking, drinking heavily, and was promiscuous. I was miserable. There is nothing more miserable than a Christian out of God's will. I was searching for God, pretending like He wasn't there, and searching even more. There were several times when God was there and trying to reveal Himself. After 8 months, 8 jobs and 9 months, I decided I needed a change. I did the dumbest thing I could have done. I joined the army. My reasoning was that I needed money for school and I needed stability. Well, I got one of those at least. I met head-on with one of my biggest fears, authority. To watch a drill sergeant scream at someone is one thing. To have him in your face screaming at you is quite another. You smell his breath and you feel so much fear. It only took one day for me to figure out that I was in hell. I was stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia for basic training. It lasted 13 weeks and it began in mid-August. Mid-August in Georgia is unbearably hot. I lost about 15 pounds in the first 2 weeks I was there. To say that I did not make the best soldier is quite an understatement. I was horrible. I did manage to pass my physical test, but mentally, I was near the brink. After hiking a long distance, I complained to the drill sergeant that I was experiencing a great amount of foot pain. It turns out I had a stress fracture under the fourth toe of my left foot. A few weeks later, after recovering from that, I hyperextended a tendon in my left knee. I tried to make it physically, but I just could not. After falling out of my final 15-mile road march, I was told by my drill sergeant that I was going to be ELS'd. And we'll get back to more of that story in the second part of our broadcast, available to those of you listening on my blog at www.davemcdowell.blogspot.com is my blog. The first 5 minutes of my program, always available there. The second five available at www.openpodcast.org. For those of you sticking around to listen to the second part, we'll see you then. Otherwise, this is Dave McDowell for the Raised Eyebrow. Goodbye.